Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, October 2nd. The grains closed mixed with December corn down a penny at 397.5, December wheat up 9 cents at 907.5, and Jan beans down 4 cents at 1052.25. The wheat started off about 4 or 5 cents lower, immediately rallied the better part of 18 cents off the lows. We backed off 7.5 cents, rallied about 7 of that back by the close. Strong close up 9 cents. It almost felt like somebody thought that the crop ratings were going to be lower. But actually the rains and the ice helped. They improved the crop ratings 2 percentage points to 43%. Good to excellent. We have 89% versus 86 on average. Corn, 82% of the corn harvested versus 69 on average, 87% of the beans planted versus 83 on average. So overall, we're in pretty good shape. I think we'll finish up a lot of this this week. We should be 90 to 95% in corn and beans by the end of the week, I think. A little bit lower in corn and beans. Funds lightening up some on their pretty large positions before the election. Looks like they sold beans and corn and bought wheat. They're long, you know, coming into today, they were long about 15,000 contracts, so not much. So they bought some wheat against selling out the corn and the beans. The weather, again, for the harvest looks great for the next week or so. We don't see any problems there. The corn really wasn't helped by the sale this morning, 204,000 metric tons to unknown. Export sales on the wheat were terrible. They came in at 287. That's what broke it off the early highs a little bit. Then we came storming back. Corn was an okay number, 721, but the beans were really positive, 2.1. We closed about 4.5 off our highs, but really not a whole lot here. The trade, once we made the initial moves, were really pretty quiet, 3 to 4 cent ranges. The wheat extended that a little bit late in the day. The Dow Jones is up 400. That may be a good sign for the president out here. Metals higher, silver up 50, gold up $15. The dollar was up 10 ticks, 94.14. Crude oil was up a buck. So there was a little bit of buying around here, but, you know, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, depending on the results, this thing is going to get as volatile as we've seen. I think I mentioned this morning that clearing firms are raising margins dramatically. RJ O'Brien raised their clearing on silver, to the margin to $18,000 a contract. So that tells me that we're going to see a lot of people not trading these markets the next couple of days till things settle down, which increases the volatility out here. So it's going to be an interesting couple of days. I'm happy where we are with our positions. We've sold these rallies pretty well out here. And now we're just kind of sitting and waiting, see what the next move is. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.